We're talking about the new captain. We're joined by the coach of the Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess. And Parker, they certainly made it interesting for you in the third period, but we talked about this as the dawn of a new era, perhaps, for the Vancouver Giants. How nice is it to start that era off with a W?
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess I have a question for you guys. Were you able to figure out the numbers and the names and everything?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's good. Yeah, no, it's whatever you want to call it. It was time for a change and kind of a new direction. And you know, it was a emotional week for everybody, good and bad. You know, it was tough to see some great young men and terrific hockey players move on. But, you know, on the flip to that, a lot of excitement and enthusiasm towards what the future holds, not only long term, but for this season. And, you know, bringing guys in and out, you know, we had two guys fly in this morning and they're injected right into the lineup. You know, you don't have a ton of time to practice and get guys prepared, and you're finding that balance of making sure that they're organized and they're prepared and they have an understanding of our structure and some of the stylistic pieces to how we want to play. But more than anything, just wanted them to go out there and play for each other. And I thought they did that tonight. And nice to kind of kick off this post-trade deadline era, or whatever you want to call it, with a win, and hopefully we can build off of it tomorrow.
Volatovsky and Polinchuk, the two guys that arrived this morning, how impressed were you with the group, especially considering, you know, those guys in particular probably didn't get any practice time at all?
Yeah, I mean, they played for each other, and you know, it's funny too, because even as a coach, you can watch video on guys, or you know, when you play against them, you might notice them here or there, and when you're doing your pre-scout video. But until you have them on your side and you get to see them, you know, I got to see Preston a little bit, Caleb a little bit, Will a couple days later. We still haven't got to see Joe. And then, you know, really had never seen Volo or Jackson on the ice. So it was like, let's see what they got. And I thought everybody tonight did a terrific job.
Obviously, you love the start, love the finish. They outscored you 3-1 in between that. What did you see happen in those situations?
I thought actually the start of the third or second period we were good. I would say it was the last 5 to 8 minutes when we were up 3-1, and this is where our team is going to grow. You can have a young team, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be immature. You know, one of the messages we've preached to our group is to be young and mature. And you know, when you're having some success and you're up 3-1, there's a tendency to, whether it's human nature or whatever it is, maybe try things a little bit differently. And when you're having success, you're like, maybe I'll make one more move or one more play or bring it back. And I thought we got a little bit away from the blueprint, and it gave them a little bit of life in the second. The third period was one of those, like, you know, and that's where our team's got to learn and grow. You can't control the hit on Adam, and we love the fact that Brett stepped up. You know, that's when we talk about culture and the environment we want to create, standing up for one another. I have no problem with him getting in there to stand up and get into a fight. I think it's a crummy rule that, because, like, I thought he handled it the right way, you know, and I understand the ref said he diverted his route to go engage in a fight, but it wasn't like he went in there and jumped the guy. Like, the refs obviously deemed it a dirty hit, and so he steps in and challenges their player the right way, and then there's an altercation. But then it leads to, you know, 2 minutes of 4-on-4, then it's 5-on-4, and then there's this, and then it's all of a sudden you blink, and the next 10 minutes it's been 4-on-3, 5-on-4, 4-on-4. And when you're a road team and you're down, like, I think that was an advantage for them. We would have loved to play the third period just straight up 5-on-5. But we got to be able to adjust and adapt in those weird situations.
Yeah, they disrupted.
Yeah, then you can't get your lines together. You know, you're playing different guys in special teams. You need them on power play, penalty kill. Some guys are 4-on-4 guys. It just takes the flow out of it. And I thought we were in a really good flow for the most part. But again, you know, we it's all learning.
But along those same lines, did you like to snarl in your game when you got those pushes, you got those altercations?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. Like, we didn't put ourselves in too many positions taking penalty, like bad penalties. We're definitely going to have to stay out of the box. That's a big piece to it. But, yeah, we want to be team tough, and we need to have a pack mentality. But I thought our forecheck, our heaviness, you know, finishing some checks, blocking some shots, we took a step.
All right, so adding Polinchuk to that line with Morelli, what did Polinchuk, in your opinion, bring to the team tonight?
I mean, on
the, and then you haven't seen him a lot. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean, he understands his role. He got some pucks in. He got in on the forecheck, created a few turnovers with his heaviness, even snuck in there on a breakaway on the one. On top of that, just his energy and his attitude that he's on the bench and he's smiling, he's encouraging guys, he's into it. And, you know, not every guy's going to play 22, 25 minutes a night, you know, and we talked to our group about owning their role. And, you know, even if you're getting 7 minutes, make it a quality 7 minutes, but then you have however many minutes left that you're on the bench, how are you creating value for yourself and your team? And I think that's one thing that stuck out to me with Jackson. He was always in it and keeping the guys up, and that's a big piece of it.
I want to circle in on owning your role, because obviously a big week of tumultuous change, big opportunities opening up, not just for the new guys, but for the guys who were here already as well. And Lance McCloskey was already an everyday player on this team basically over the last couple months here, but it seemed like he had a little extra confidence in his step tonight, perhaps even before that goal was scored. Is that a case of a guy feeling like a path has been cleared for him on this team?
Yeah, maybe. You'd have to ask Lance, but he's been pretty consistent all year, and, you know, through the changes, you know, opportunities do open up, but it's the responsibility of the player to take advantage of those opportunities. And he knew, regardless of whatever happened this week, that he needed to take a step in his game. You know, you're making the jump from high school prep in the U.S. To the WHL. That's a significant jump, but he showed us more often than not that he was capable of handling that, and now it's to push him for more. And to take that next step, you know, you're no longer a first-year player at this point. You've got 40 games under your belt. You've got four and a half, five months where you've learned the day-to-day and the routine. And so for him, it's just taking more ownership and more responsibility for his role, and I thought he did a great job tonight.
Coach, one of the last questions, Mathis Preston, we don't see a lot of them, obviously, in the U.S. division. I know you probably pre-scout, but what did you see in him that you really did like?
He plays the game with such like, you can tell there's a lot of passion and creativity, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's out there playing. Tremendous offensive ability. I really, you know, one thing I guess I didn't realize as much about him, because you play against him, so you don't see it, but he's a very competitive young man and player, and so I just, his compete level, he's moving his feet, he sees the ice very well.
Poise.
Terrific. Yeah, poise with the puck, and just a great ending for him to be the one. Because I do think, too, like, when you get a player of that caliber and offensive ability, they want to score, and they want to score right away. You know, you go 3, 4, 5 games where you're not getting one, and then you start pressing, and there's confidence. So for me, it was a bit of a relief, and I'm sure for him, to just get the first one out of the way in obviously very dramatic fashion, but now he can move forward and just play.
Last question from me here, Coach. Obviously a big night, big day, really, emotionally, for your new captain, Ryan Lynn. How much does that letter on the jersey mean at this level? We talked a little bit about in the pregame show how it can sometimes be an honorific for your best player or your elder statesman. How much can a captain in junior hockey really set the culture in the room?
Yeah, I think a captain at any level sets the tone and the culture. And, you know, we with Ryan, I think the thing that we were most comfortable with is, you know, whether he has a C on, an A on, or doesn't have a letter, that doesn't really change his personality, his compete. So it's a very seamless transition for us. He takes that role on, and I think that any player at any level, when you have an opportunity to wear a letter and represent your group and your organization as a captain, that's an honor for them, and it's something they take a lot of pride and responsibility in. But I don't think it changes who he is as a person or as a player. And so it's, you know, he gets a C on his jersey, and he's still Ryan Lynn.
I got one more question.
Here we know, go.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let you go.
This is the third last one, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I promise.
Okay.
Now you've got all these lines, and you haven't had a long time to think about who's going to play with who. But how much experimenting are you going to do to try to find the right chemistry?
Yeah, we'll review the film and have conversations internally about what we thought worked, what maybe didn't work, where you could tweak things. But you're also trying to balance, too. You got to have a level of continuity and consistency. You can't just try it for a game and then blow it up. You got to give things time to develop and chemistry. You know, it's, everybody thinks you plug two guys together, you plug three guys together, and there's this instant chemistry. In my experience, that's more often than not the case. It's usually they've got to develop it over time, and we still got some other guys. Joe Ginlett's still got to come into the fold, and a few other guys. So we'll play with it a little bit and keep what we like and continue to work on things.
Exciting time to be the head coach of this team.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. Really exciting.
Good luck the rest of the way this
Congrats,
week.
Congrats, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got Wenatchee back-to-back here, so let's keep her going.
There he is, head coach Parker Burgess of the Vancouver Giants, on a night where his club picks up a big 4-3 win in overtime over the visiting Tri-City Americans. And